Well, welcome into Woods and Water, South Carolina. It's the Saturday before the 4th of July, and like many of you, I'm going to take some time off and be with my family for a while. It's going to be a good time. So what I did for this week is, and a lot of people go on vacation, and, you know, you just kind of step back and say, okay, we'll reboot next week. And so what I did was I went back and pulled some old shows, some old segments, all dealing with the 4th of July. Years ago, I did an interview with a fighter, one of the F-16 pilots who was doing salute from the shore, from Shaw Air Force Base. Then I did an interview with some of the pilots from McIntyre Air National Guard Base who flew salute from the shore. And then I pulled an old segment from Andy Folsom, who actually puts on salute from the shore, his bunch, and down in Columbia. And I just kind of threw together a 4th of July show. Because, you know, hey, a lot of people are going to be barbecuing and out on the lake and all that. It's just a good show to sit back and relax and listen to some of your military people who defend you every day. And then what's behind Salute from the Shore, which if you're going to be anywhere on July the 4th, I hope you'll try to be down the shore of South Carolina. I got a little more to say to that. And I've got a whole list of where you can go to see fireworks on the 4th of July. But with it being summertime and all, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people out boating. Be careful. Safe boating tips. I'll just be real quick about this. Be weather-wise. Watch those afternoon thunderstorms. Those things that come up in a hurry and can be quite bad with a lot of lightning. And don't remember, the cloud doesn't have to be over you to have a lightning strike. I think that thing can branch out 5 to 10 miles from any active thunderstorm. Follow a pre-departure checklist. You know, when I kept forgetting things, I started writing down a list of everything I needed. A lot of people call that old age. I'll just say, you know, it's too much to remember. Use common sense out on the water. You know, safe speeds. Stay alert. Designate an assistant cap skipper. This is a good one for you people out there tubing, kneeboarding, skiing and all. You know, you got one guy looking out the front of the boat. He's driving. Have somebody else looking out the back of the boat. You know, looking places the captain's not looking all the time. Develop a float plan. You know, let somebody know what you're going to be doing, where you're going to be, what marine you're going to launch out of. That's especially true for you fishermen. Life jackets. You know, you got to have them. You got to make sure they fit you. Kids especially. Make sure you have age-appropriate life jackets. You know, if it's got a rip or a tear in it, it won't pass Coast Guard or DNR inspection. Avoid alcohol, especially if you're driving. You know, because if you're going to go out and do that, have that designated captain who's not going to. You know, one we don't think about much, learn to swim. You're going to be out on the water. Learn to swim, even if it's just dog paddling. And, you know, the American Red Cross and others give swimming classes in the summertime. And, look, it's no big thing if you're an adult and need a swimming class. Who's going to make fun of you when you need to learn how to need to be able to swim out on the lake? Nobody. Take a boater course. Power Squadron course, those are always good. And DNR and U.S. Coast Guard, they both offer some vessel safety checks. Take advantage of them. Find out what lake you're going to be on and get one of those. Now, there is always in South Carolina is a ton of fireworks going off, and I love it all. I wish I could be at every one of them. But this calendar of events brought to you by Visit Anderson and Green Pond Landing and Event Center. It's going to be about fireworks. It is every year. Just giving you the big fireworks display. Brandon Cobb puts on about $5,000 worth of fireworks every 4th of July and New Year. So if you're anywhere near Brandon Cobb's house, you can go watch his fireworks display. But these are public. Most of them are free. In fact, except for some of the parking and all. So here we go. You ready? June 30th, which is today. 915 Drew Island State Park. It is the 30th annual Lake Murray 4th of July fireworks show. They actually shoot them off from two different islands, from Drew Island State Park and Spence Island. So 30 minutes long this year. Can be a big one. And it's going to be simulcast with a couple radio stations down in Columbia. So that's always a good one. Go with boat. Drew Island State Park's the best place to view it from. And both parks at Lake Murray Dam. So there's a park on the Lexington side and Chapin side. Chairs and blankets are allowed. No alcohol permitted at any of the locations. Of course, weather permitting, I hope everything. You'd have some park admission at Drury Island and Lake Murray. You know, $2 for adults, kids under 15 free. $3 for car at Lake Murray. So the walking path on the dam will also be open. That would be pretty cool, walking on that. So 30 years, you got a 4th of July boat parade on Lake Murray. It's at 12 o'clock today. Oops, too late for that one. So anyway, there's Lake Murray. You know, I talked to Neil Paul at Visit Anderson. He said they've always skipped it, skipped a big 4th of July because everybody else around them is doing so much. So anyway, all right, Greer City Park, the June 30th, 2018, 6 to 10:30 tonight. Got a kids zone from 6 to 8, inflatables from 6 to 10. Don't know what a meltdown is, but they got that on there. They got entertainment, skydiving, military tribute, a rib eating contest, fallen heroes ceremony, and fireworks at 10 o'clock. They got concessions, all that stuff. That's Greer City Park tonight. So, right here close to the station. South Carolina Festival of Stars hosts many benefit functions prior to the ceremony to help the fireworks, keeping the show free for guests. This is, oh, great. I hate when I print these things off and I can't read where it is. Thursday night, June 28th, it kicks off. Friday is Concert in the Park, Tracy Lawrence. Goodness gracious. Saturday, Main Street Patriotic Parade. 96 South Carolina. There you go. I knew if I read down here long enough, I'd find it. So the 96 South Carolina Festival of Stars, and then they're going to have fireworks. So don your best red, white, and blue, and you can go to 96, which is tourism at 96southcarolina.gov for more information on this one. That's the Festival of Stars Thursday and Friday, Saturday and all. Old Town Rock Hill, Happy Independence Day, Tuesday, July the 3rd, 5:30 p.m. Come celebrate Independence Day in Old Town with live music, food, drinks, fireworks, and plenty of fun for the whole family. Oh, mechanical rides, kids zone, inflatable food trucks, ice cream eating contest, and fireworks at 9:45. That's East Blackstock Street in Rock Hill, South Carolina. City of North Charleston, 4th of July Festival on July the 4th, 2018, from 3 p.m. to 9:45. Musical guests, kids activities, food truck, craft vendors. Do you see a pattern here? And the Low Country's largest 4th of July fireworks show. This is always a big one. Free of charge. Pretty cool. Invited to bring lawn chairs and blankets, as there's no seating provided. Food trucks and ATMs will be there. Parking, you can shuttle to this one. Anyway, that's the city of North Charleston. Then let's see. 4th of July. This is Patriots Point. As always, those VIP deck tickets sell out early. And then one year I need to go in here and get that out early enough so somebody can take advantage of it. But you can still go park out at Patriots Point and watch the fireworks from, you know, right next to the Yorktown or whatever. Let's see. Got to hurry up and get through these things. So there's some more to go and not much time left. Oh, Lexington County Peach Festival. Yeah, January 23rd, 30th. I mean, June 30th. July the 4th is a car show, the Peach Parade on the 4th, reading of the Declaration of Independence on the 4th, and fireworks 10 to 10:20 on the 4th. That's at 614 State Road in Pelion, South Carolina, the Lexington Peach Festival. The Wells Fargo Red, White, and Blue Festival, I think it's in Spartanburg, South Carolina. Gosh, I never get through these things. Anyway, all right, so real quick, Red, White, and Blue in Spartanburg. South Carolina's 4th of July tradition, a day to remember, that's Salute from the Shore. This is the 9th annual. You can go to the Salute from the Shore, donate, find out what's going on, who's flying up the coast and all. Go big. That's what they want you to do. Go big, record your salute on camera, share it on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, or blog, or any place you want to. Foes of airplanes are great. Uncle Sam Jam, July 4th at the Mount Pleasant Pier. $8 to get in. You can watch the fireworks from there. So, I'm going to be out there. Hope you get out there. Enjoy the rest of the show. honor on Woods and Water, South Carolina, where we can talk to our armed forces, both here in the state, across the nation. And again this year, in conjunction with Salute from the Shore, we're interviewing Colonel Gandhi from McIntyre Joint National Guard Base. We appreciate you taking time out of your day to be with us. How are you?
Doing great.
Very good. Well, I've always referred to, even when I was a little kid, to McIntyre as kind of our own little personal South Carolina Air Force. But introduce yourselves to us. Talk briefly about how you became part of the South Carolina Air National Guard.
Well, I'm the vice commander for the 169th Fighter Wing, and we fly the F-16 out of McIntyre Joint National Guard Base. We share the base with the Army Aviation segment of the Air National Guard, of the Army National Guard. And at McIntyre, they fly the AH-64 Apache and the UH-60 Blackhawk, and they fly those in support of both federal and state missions. We fly the F-16 primarily in a federal mission.
Okay.
I've been a part of the South Carolina Air National Guard for the last 15 years, and instead of talking about really my story, I'd kind of like to talk a little bit about the story of the folks that we have out here, the great South Carolinians that are serving our state and nation.
Sure.
I would say a good number, at least of the pilots, preponderance come from the active duty, but we do grow our own from within the state. You know, we'll have a young, highly motivated individual come in and go through an extremely competitive process to become a fighter pilot.
Oh, wow. So they can do that without having been military and coming in, right?
That is correct.
Wow.
So it is an extraordinarily competitive process, and as a result, we get some of our finest citizens to come serve with us. Now, most of our pilots do have previous military background.
Okay.
Almost all of them will have previous fighter background. And they come to the South Carolina Air National Guard for a variety of reasons. But at the end of the day, you know, not everyone gets promoted to be general officers in the active duty Air Force, and some people, frankly, don't want to do that, and that's perfectly fine. The United States taxpayers spend a lot of money training guys to do this job, and this is a fantastic way to capture that investment and have a ready force to go. I mean, we're effectively the federal militia in that context, ready to serve when required by the government.
I understand that. I know you don't want to talk about yourself, but just because I like to make this comparison, how many flight hours do you have?
I have a little bit more than 4,000 flight hours in the F-16.
Which is, for the ordinary guy like me who sits behind the desk, that's 2 years. And it's always an amazing thing to think about how much time you spend, you know, in that cockpit. It's incredible, and boy, are you lucky.
I agree. I'm very fortunate to be able to serve our great nation and state for as long as I have. I consider myself extremely fortunate, living the American dream.
Yes, sir. Now, were you in the military before you came to the South Carolina Air National Guard?
I was. I went to school at the United States Air Force Academy, spent approximately 11 years on active duty, and then transferred my commission to the South Carolina Air National Guard.
Wow.
Been here for 15 years now.
That's the Air Force Academy. That's a beautiful place out there. Rode by it one time. My dad had a J-3 Cub, and, you know, the Cubs were pulling the gliders, and he was like, yep, that's where they start out, right there in the Cub.
That's the truth.
Tell us just a little bit. I mean, you know, McIntyre has always been there. I remember as a kid going to see the Thunderbirds there when they were flying the T-38, so that's been a few years ago. Give us a little history of McIntyre and what their mission statement is.
So the base has been around for some time. It was originally called Congaree Air Base. The South Carolina Air National Guard was formally founded in 1946, and they first drilled in December of 1946, and that actually precedes the formation of a separate Air Force by about a year.
Okay.
So we've been here flying single-seat, single-engine fighters since that day. We've had some support aircraft from time to time, and that's changed. Currently, we fly the F-16. We've been doing that since 1983. In the mid-90s, 1995-ish, we switched from the A model to the latest version of the C model. We call it the CJ. It's been redesignated a CM. That's mostly semantics, but what that really means is that the aircraft has been upgraded, modernized to have the most robust capabilities that we have in the Air Force, just alongside our active duty brethren.
And which are really just right down the street, literally, at Shaw Air Force Base.
Yes, they've got three squadrons over there, and you know, we have quite a bit of combat air power here in the state of South Carolina, especially when you roll in the fact that you've got our Marine brethren down there at Buford Marine Corps Air Station.
You mentioned a little earlier that most of your flying is done for the on the federal side or the U.S. military side. Does McIntyre have a statement for South Carolina? I mean, is part of the National Guard?
So we get this question a lot, but as far as what is the state mission for the F-16 in South Carolina,
right,
there probably isn't a really good one for that. But okay. What we bring to the fight, and this is, again, kind of I see it as a bargain for the taxpayer, because we can swing between a federal mission or supporting the state efforts. For example, last October when we had the devastating floods in the Midlands, many of our citizen airmen were called to state active duty by the governor to serve in that capacity. So, honestly, not necessarily a militia like we're defending something, but our airmen were the ones coordinating the rescues, coordinating the resupply efforts, and any air activities that took place in South Carolina during that flood response.
And, of course, the beauty of that is they're trained for that. They have that training to bring all that to the table in such an emergency, just like the flooding that we had.
Absolutely. So if you have a need for air planners, why not reach out to the folks that you have available to you who are experts in planning air campaigns?
Absolutely. Salute from the Shore. I know this is their seventh year. I've talked to them for a couple of years now. How does it come about? Last year they had the 20th fly the coast. This year they're having the 169th from McIntyre. How does it come that the Air National Guard works with a 501c3 and Salute from the Shore and runs the table for them down the coast of South Carolina?
Well, there's a process that the United States Air Force has where if there is a significant event that's looking for some support from fighter aviation or military aviation, be it one of our sister services or the active component or the reserve component, there's a formal request process, and that is approved up well above my pay grade up at the headquarters Air Force level.
I understand. Is that the sound of freedom I hear behind you?
Yes, sir, it is.
That is great. That is great. Well, we appreciate you taking part in this celebration of the 4th of July. Obviously, I don't guess you've ever flown this. What are your thoughts going into this? Because this is a big deal. From the pictures and the videos, there's a lot of red, white, and blue on the beaches. What are your thoughts going into it?
Well, I think this is an opportunity for our citizens to see a little air power in, over their state on the 4th of July. We're celebrating the 240th birthday of our great nation, and pretty neat opportunity to be able to help be a part of that celebration in a state that is incredibly supportive of our military. You know, you look back to our lineage for the 169th Fighter Wing. We call ourselves the Swamp Foxes, and we take that from General Francis Marion, who was running around in these parts of the fledgling nation.
Yes.
That was about to become the United States, to basically be a thorn in the side of the British, and he was quite successful at that.
Well, I know during Desert Shield and Desert Storm, it always kind of gave me a little chill when you'd see the fighter jets taxiing on the runway, and you see that Swamp Fox emblem behind the cockpit, and you're like, yeah, those are our guys right there.
Yes, sir. It's a very, very proud heritage that we have here at McIntyre, and you know, you take a look, we've got 50-odd pilots that fly in the squadron, either assigned or attached, and they take that same pride and just proud to be part of that organization. In fact, we just celebrated the 70th anniversary of the squadron itself, and we had pilots all the way back from flying the P-51 on the original days at McIntyre to our youngest lieutenant showing up into the squadron. And just to get that group of folks, that group of people who've served their nation for as long as they have and continue to serve. We have our retiree group is extremely active and engaged in supporting the activities out here and supporting the nation. Just pretty neat to put that all together and be a part of that organization. It's long and enduring. You know, one of the advantages of being in the Air National Guard is that we're a relatively static population. We're around each other for years and years, and there are pros and cons to that. But at the end of the day, I look back and I go, you know, we're a part of something special, and it's pretty neat.
That is absolutely true. Well, anything you want to say to anybody listening about coming out to the beach on July the 4th?
Hopefully it'll be a beautiful summer day in South Carolina, and I know that we're just one component of the flyovers that will take place, that there's a bunch of heritage. I would, as our citizens are out there looking up at air power in demonstration, you know, you'll see the fighters, and then you'll also see a lot of the heritage. And as you see the heritage aircraft go by, think back to the prices paid by those who went before us in the air and on the ground, the prices being paid by the folks who are deployed overseas right now, and realize that a lot of our citizens have family and friends out protecting us and enabling us to go out to the beach and watch some airplanes fly by and celebrate the 240th birthday of America. And that's what I hope that they do. Realize that it's not just a day off and a party, which it should be that, because that's how you want to celebrate the birthday of our nation.
Right.
But to remember that there are many people out there standing watch to give them those freedoms.
Well, Woodsman, I can speak for only one guy and his family in a radio show, but Woods and Water, South Carolina is behind you guys every day of the year.
I think we've got a lot of that support.
I think you
over
do.
Here in South Carolina, and we appreciate it.
I think you do. Well, Colonel Gandhi, thank you very much for taking time out of your day to be on the radio with me. Good luck flying down the coast. I hope to be down there myself, waving a little red, white, and blue to you. And as always, happy 4th of July.
Thank you very much, sir. You have a great day.
You do the same. Thank you. Welcome back to 4th of July on Woods and Water, South Carolina. You know, I've had some, I guess, famous guests on the show, but I have never had a guest that I am more honored to talk to and introduce to you than one of the captains from the 79th Fighter Squadron called the Tigers from Shaw Air Force Base here in South Carolina. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Roger?
I am doing wonderful. And I said before, I am honored. I want to thank you first off for your service to our country. And above that, thank you for coming on Woods and Water.
No, I really appreciate it.
Very, very nice. I guess one of the burning questions on everyone's mind is, were you always interested in flying?
Yeah, I mean, I guess the long story short, yeah. I grew up in North Carolina. I'd always been interested in flying, but I didn't think, honestly, I'd qualify because I wore glasses when I was younger.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so I'd like to let everybody know that I don't have 20/20 vision. You can totally be a fighter pilot in the Air Force. There are waivers that can happen.
Okay. When you have that problem, do you just shoot what's in the middle, not the ones on the outside?
Yeah, they got some pretty neat techniques nowadays with contacts and laser surgery that kind of help you out once you get in the Air Force.
Very good.
Yeah, exactly.
Very good. So you grew up here in North Carolina. You love to fly. I mean, what's one of your favorite airplanes to fly?
Yeah, so joining the Air Force, I hadn't flown any previously.
Really?
So the Air Force has taught me everything I know as far as flying aircraft.
Wow.
I've flown DA-20s, T-6s, T-38s, and I finally settled in on the Viper, which is the S-16, and obviously
right.
It's my personal favorite.
That's your favorite?
Hell yeah. Got about 800 hours in it. It's been pretty awesome.
Wow. And for those of you sitting in a desk behind your chair, that's almost 5 months of going to work every day.
Yeah, that's the job, day in and day out, Monday through Friday, and sometimes the weekends. But
yeah.
I love it every second.
You know, I have sat in the cockpit of an F-16 back in like the mid-80s when Shaw Fest was going on, and you could climb up and sit in one. And I was just a teenager then. Sitting in that cockpit, you could see a little bit of the nose out in front of you.
of course, the heads-up display. And I thought to myself, this has got to be one of the coolest seats to sit in for a job.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely flying. It's been an absolute dream. They talk about you strap into a Viper where other aircraft kind of sit into them and
right.
Things like that. It's small. It's lightweight. You knock it out 1.5 hours a day in the Block 50, and it's the best that money can't buy. That's just been a unique experience, and I'd like to thank everybody out there for helping me achieve my dream.
Well, it's we like to thank you for defending our country and representing South Carolina. Tell us what you can about the F-16.
Yeah, so all the pilots refer to it as the Viper. It's got a thrust to weight, about 1-to-1, meaning vertical takeoff should be possible if required for some reason.
Okay.
It's smaller, so it's just got just enough gas to get to the target and back. And while we're doing that, we can hit altitudes of about 50,000 feet, 1,400 miles an hour, if required. Last thing is, additionally, it pulls 9 Gs, which can be a very intense and brutal experience.
I imagine.
That puts my weight right around 1,700 pounds and my nugget at 90 pounds, so my head. And all this
wow.
means that it just hurts a lot. But anyone who's between you and him, you'd like to be able to pull 9 Gs.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure. The difference between surviving and not surviving.
Yeah, exactly.
When you say your body multiplies, can you explain to us just a bit how that multiplier happens?
Yeah, I don't want to get too ridiculous with the science,
sure.
But long story short, while we're sitting here talking on the phone, it's 1G is what you feel right now. So I weigh 185 pounds or so.
Okay.
And then as you start to turn or start to get into a bank of a turn, those Gs start to multiply. And then at a given airspeed, the more G you can pull, the tighter you can turn.
Okay.
And hopefully you can turn inside the other guy and potentially defend yourself.
And your body just, those G-forces just multiply the effective weight of your body.
It does, yeah. So, like, if you ever end up being a fighter pilot after 9 Gs, you'll be able to look at his body, and there's going to be little measles all over his body.
Okay.
It's actually burst capillaries from all the blood pressure that's gone to the bottom of their, like, bottom of their arms, the sides of their chest. It's pretty nasty. My mom saw it once and she freaked out. But it's kind of fun while you're doing it, and then afterwards you're sore.
Okay. So it's fun once, and then you figure it out.
Yeah, well, then you got to do it again the next day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, since we're going to get to Salute to the Shore just quickly, but since none of us listen will ever know what it's like flying an F-16, punching an afterburner, playing around in the clouds, is it just the best adrenaline rush you've ever had?
Yeah, so, I mean, like I said, we do 1.5 hours at a time, but as soon as you close that canopy and you go to JFS Start 2, so the motor gets started there.
Okay.
I mean, the jet rumbles alive, shakes a little bit, lets you know it's alive.
And okay.
Then, you get down, taxi down to end a runway. They arm you up, so they pull the pins, and you know it's time to go. So air-to-air configured loads, she's light, rolls pretty quick, and with a big motor, can sustain pretty well in dogfighting.
Right.
And you kind of mentioned you can barely see the nose when you're sitting there.
Right.
The Viz in the F-16 is the best that I've ever seen.
Okay.
So my ability to sit in my cockpit and look out and see the enemy is better than, I think, anything out there today. So combine that ability to dogfight with sustaining energy and that visibility, this thing will hold its own against anything out there.
I love to see him. I love to hear him. I was down for the East Coast Viper demo at Media Day, and just, I was in heaven. In heaven. Well, tell us, how is it that Shaw Air Force Base is participating in Salute from the Shore?
Yep. So, I mean, honestly, it came down from our leadership, and I think everybody loves 4th of July in America, so that's pretty awesome. So having the ability to take the Vipers down the coast and get a little FaceTime with the public hopefully bolsters our presence to the public and let them know that, hey, we're here and that we're standing ready for anything that, you know, essentially the government or the public calls on us ready to do. So, and then for me, it's cool because we get to express thanks to the support that we get from the public, like yourself, you mentioned. I appreciate all that support. Plus, I get to tour the beaches in South Carolina.
There you go.
Red Wine.
There you go.
That's pretty sweet.
Will this be your first flight down the coast?
It actually will be. There is a couple of training opportunities out there, and I have done none of them. So this will be my first flight to South Carolina down the coast. That's going to be awesome. Can't think of a better day to do it than July 4th.
Well, I was just fixing to say that when I interviewed the gentleman from Salute the Shore, he said there'd probably be a million people on the beaches.
Jeez.
And if you know, if a quarter of those have American flags, boy, I tell you, you will have no problem picking them out, will you?
No, that's gonna be amazing. It's gonna be sweet.
Now, I'm sure going down the coast, you're not gonna be wide open. How fast will you be going when you're going down the coast?
Yeah, we're gonna be holding back a little bit. The folks out there can expect I'll be doing what we call 350 indicated, which
okay.
is about 400 miles an hour. And I'll be anywhere from about 500 feet above ground to about 1,000, depending on the traffic that's out there.
Okay. Now, that It's just incredible. And that's got to be a view that not only flying down the beach, but all those flags is going to be great for you guys.
It'll be serene.
Well, I appreciate you coming on. Is there anything you'd like to say in closing?
Yeah, I just want to say, ladies and gentlemen, it's been a pleasure serving this Air Force for y'all. I'd like you to come out to the beaches of South Carolina. And as long as Mother Nature cooperates, I'll be out there. Thanks a lot.
Well, we appreciate you. We appreciate the Air Force, all the armed services, and have a very, very, very good 4th of July.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, what a job. What a job. And I kid you not, when you are sitting in the cockpit to an F-16, there's nothing that gets in your way. The body of the jet slopes away from you on either side. The nose is just barely visible. And wow, if you've ever sat in one, you know what I mean. If you haven't, chance you might never get now. Things have really changed, but we appreciate the U.S. military not only for supporting Salute to the Shore, which is a private 501c3 organization. We appreciate them for providing the captain to come on Woods and Water, South Carolina, and talk and tell us a little bit about what it's like to be a fighter pilot. And I was down at the media event there for the ESS Viper, and you can go to the Woods and Water South Carolina Facebook page and the website, and I have put up some pictures from that day, and it was incredible. I'm a runway junkie from way back, so it was a day in heaven for me, or a couple hours in heaven, with the jets taking off, the afterburners, and like I said the Thunderbirds are kind of the grandiose smoke trailing display for the U.S. Air Force. The East Coast Viper demo team is, here's what the F-16 can do in a fight. And they do it very well. Very, very well. So that was kind of cool. That's the 4th of July show here. I'm going to continue on with a little bit. We were talking about Francis Scott Key and how the flag came. And we had talked a little bit about the commander of the garrison there at Fort McHenry, asking for a flag. And he said, it's my desire to have a flag so large that the British will have no difficulty in seeing it from a distance. So he hired a 29-year-old widow and professional flag maker, Mary Young Pickersgill of Baltimore, Maryland, to make a garrison flag, get this, measuring 30 by 42 feet with 15 stars and 15 stripes. Of course, each star and stripe representing a state. A large flag, but not one unusual for the time. Over the next 6 weeks, Mary, her daughter, three of Mary's nieces, a 13-year-old indentured servant, and possibly Mary's mother, Rebecca Young, worked 10-hour days sewing the flag using 300 yards of English wool bunting. They made the stars, each measuring 2 feet in diameter, from cotton, a luxury item at the time. Initially, they worked from Mary's home, now a private museum known as the Flag House, but as their work progressed, they needed more room and had to move to Claggett's Brewery across the street. On August 19th, 1813, the flag was delivered to Fort McHenry. Get this, for making the Star-Spangled Banner, Mary was paid $405.90. She received another $168.54 for sewing a smaller, 17 by 25 feet, storm flag, likely using the same design. It was this storm flag, not the garrison flag now known as the Star-Spangled Banner, which actually flew during the battle. The garrison flag, according to eyewitness accounts, wasn't raised until the morning. So, there's your little bit of a history lesson. And hang on, we're going to take a break. Come back on the other side with more Woods and Water, South Carolina. Woods and Water, South Carolina. It is an annual event in South Carolina. I believe this is Salute from the Shore number 8. It's always fun to do this segment with Andy Folsom because it's patriotic. This is going to air Saturday, July the 1st. And we encourage everybody to go to the beach, wear your red, white, and blue, and then share it to Salute from the Shore on Instagram, Facebook, website, whatever. Andy, is that, am I right in all that?
You nailed it, Roger. Appreciate you publicizing this and just trying to make sure the women of the military know how much we appreciate and want to thank them for their service and sacrifice.
And that, y'all have a great video out promoting this from one of the pilots from Shaw. I mean, in the past, I've interviewed their pilots, and I've interviewed pilots from South Carolina Guard down at McIntyre who've flown this. So this year, y'all got an ad. And she essentially says that the partnership between and support between the public and the military is essential.
Yeah, it's been a great relationship we've had with Shaw and McIntyre and Charleston Air Force Base as well. And just glad that they want to participate in the salute from the shore and be the focal point of the salute, and provides us an opportunity and also them an opportunity to thank the rest of the military that is not able to be in South Carolina and own the fourth own the beach for the 4th of July.
Yeah. Salute from the Shore. We do this every year, but there's always new people listening. Give us a quick rundown on how it started and what you do on 4th of July from the beaches of South Carolina.
Yeah, it started 8 years ago, like you mentioned, and was just brainstorming of how fortunate we are to be on the beach enjoying and celebrating the 4th of July when we have many young men and women overseas and around the world protecting us. And what better way to honor them than by people coming out on the beach and saluting a flyover down the entire coast of South Carolina. So that was the brainstorming session 8 years ago, and here we are today. F-16s from Shaw Air Force Base will be flying the entire coast, and they'll be followed by a C-17 from Charleston Air Force Base, all South Carolina planes. And we just want people to get out on the beach, salute the planes as they fly by, wave, wear red, white, and blue, like you mentioned, Roger, and then share any images and video so that we can share the message of appreciation to more folks that are not on the coast with us, as we said.
You know, nothing like this happens without good partners, and y'all have some great ones. Before we go any further, tell us a few of those, because I'm sure people listening will want to support those companies for what they're doing for our military.
Yep, SDNG is our 5-star general sponsor again this year. Very much appreciate their support. A lot of veterans and active duty folks work at SDNG, so they're very excited to participate in sponsor Salute from the Shore again. PGBA, it's a subsidiary of Blue Cross Blue Shield of South Carolina, has been a sponsor from day one, so very appreciative of them. And First Citizens Bank has also been a general sponsor for many years. So those are the big ones. We've got a lot of other sponsors, Doctors Care, Nelson Mullen, and a lot of other sponsors. You can go to our website, salutefromtheshore.org. We've got a supporters tab, and very much appreciate the funds that they provide to allow us to market and promote the event, and also to potentially supplement some of the fuel costs for vintage planes if they fly.
Wow, this year you got F-16s and a C-17. That's pretty cool. How eager is the military to do things like this? I mean, sometimes we look at them as a huge bureaucracy with so many levels, you wonder how they function. But you guys have seemed like you have a great working relationship with them. How easy are they to deal with these times?
The military that we deal with are incredibly cooperative and excited to participate. The bureaucratic element that you mentioned definitely exists in Washington and with the Department of Defense. But once we check those boxes, the people we deal with at Shaw and McIntyre last year and again at Charleston this year are excited to participate and be involved. The pilots love it. And we're especially appreciative of the mechanics and the folks on the ground that get each plane in the air. There's 10, 12, 15 folks per plane that are the unsung heroes of this. The pilots get the glory in flying over, but there's people back at Shaw and Charleston Air Force Base that take care of the planes and are the real heroes of this.
Well, there's no better way to spend the 4th of July on the beach.
And really, when you throw in adding some red, white, and blue, you just, you know, picnic, lunch, whatever. It's in South Carolina, you're never more than about 4.5 hours from the coast. I mean, from Walhalla, South Carolina, to Charleston is 4 hours and 15 minutes. So it's not unheard of for people to hop in the car on the 4th of July morning and make a day trip to the beach.
That sounds like a great plan, Roger. I think you're right. You leave at 9 o'clock and you're there for the 1 o'clock salute. And the planes start at the North Carolina border at 1, and the F-16s go as slow as they can, and they're still done down in Hilton Head area by before 1:30.
Yep.
So would love for folks from all over, and you're right, that was sort of the genesis back to the brainstorming 8 years ago of we've already got a captive audience here on the beach.
Sure.
Let's add to it, bring additional folks from around the state and even Georgia and North Carolina folks coming across the border to witness the flyover as well.
This is unique. There's nothing like this anywhere else. Am I correct?
No, we're not aware, and in talking with the folks at the Air Force bases that we've worked with, there is nothing like this in around the country. All other flyovers are over a specific point, not a long stretch of land, and especially not an entire state coastline.
Pretty cool. All right, how do people participate? I mean, what do you want them out there on the beach doing? Where do you want them to share their pictures, videos? Where do they go for more information? That whole ball of wax takes place on the beach.
Yep. Really appreciate you asking that, Roger. The best way to share is either on Facebook, Twitter, or you can send stuff directly to us at salutefromtheshore.org, or email is salute@salutefromtheshore.org, and we'll put your pictures up. We'll get your pictures from social media, but again, we want to share this message beyond just the people that are able to participate in person and able to see the planes. We want the men and women overseas to see what South Carolina thinks of the military and how much we appreciate being able to celebrate on the 4th of July because of what they do to protect us.
Now, in the 8 years you guys been doing this, which started out just a family sitting on the beach thinking about what they could do to celebrate the 4th of July better, you've got kids now who their whole lives have been going to the beach on the 4th of July, doing salute from the shore. I'm sure every year they just start bouncing off the walls with ideas of what they're going to do the next year.
Yeah, I have young children myself, and it's brings chill bumps just thinking about how excited they get and spreading the message beyond just the excitement of how cool it is and how wonderful it is, to teaching them about why we're celebrating and appreciating and honoring, and family, friends, and nieces and nephews, and everybody gets geared up, and it really has become a tradition. And so we got to keep it up, and we want people to continue to support it. And like we said, keep sharing, keep sending us ideas of how we can make it better and better each year. And we will do our part.
Very good. Well, I got one of your shirts coming. I got notification it had been made. It shipped out day before yesterday. So I will have an official Salute from the Shore 8 T-shirt this year, which I'm going to wear whether I make it down there or not.
Fantastic. And you got that through the website.
I did. You just go to the website. They ask you a couple questions about your size and all that, and bam, it's printed and shipped to you. Seamless operation.
That's great. Glad you're showing it off, and hopefully your listeners out there will grab some T-shirts, too, and spread the word, and most importantly, be on the beach and saluting. And if you can't get out on the beach, go follow us on social media and share and just spread the word of appreciation. We're a state that relies heavily on the military from an employment standpoint and an economic development standpoint. And so we want to show the military and the men and women that serve how much we appreciate what they do.
Very good. That's July the 4th, starting at 1 o'clock at Cherry Grove. The F-16s will have their flaps down, trying to go as slow as they can, but they'll finish about 1:30 down near Savannah, Bluffton, that area. And then we'll have C-17s, some more planes after that. Andy, I appreciate you doing this every year. I hope it grows for you every year. I hope my involvement can get bigger every year than what it is right now. But I appreciate you letting me take part in it, and I appreciate you making your time, taking time out of your day to be here on the show.
Fantastic, Roger. Appreciate the support, and look forward to a wonderful day on the 4th.
Yes, sir. Same to you, Andy. And we'll do this again next year.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you, Andy. Bye. You know, it's not a far reach to say that you could leave your house at 9 o'clock, make it to the coast, half an hour, 2 hours, stay for a couple hours. You leave the beach at 4 o'clock, but before you leave home on Tuesday, you look for a fireworks display somewhere around, and so you make a whole day of it. You go to the beach, you see some jets fly over, wave your red, white, and blue flags, hang out for a few hours, get suntan, come back inland a little bit, find you a fireworks display, and then make it home, you know, what, 1, 2 o'clock in the morning? What a better way to spend 4th of July as a whole family. I do hope that if you have a chance to get out there, you will. SaluteFromTheShore.org is the website. They need all the support they can get, including going to the website and buying a T-shirt. Who doesn't need another T-shirt? This one's pretty cool. Salute from the Shore, big on the front. It's fun to go back and listen to some of the old segments I've done here on this show over the last 4.5 years. But I hope you're having a good 4th of July. Hope you get out there and, hey, get to the beach if you can. Salute from the Shore. Show some of that red, white, and blue up and down the coast of South Carolina or wherever you are this weekend or this week. Grab some fireworks. As always, get outside. Take the back roads when you can. And don't forget that camera. I'll be back next week with more Woods and Water, South Carolina.